Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
The study of the book of Daniel, chapter 12. After the second half, the second 3.5 years of the seven will be fulfilled, and Israel will come to their wits' end, and they shall look upon me. We read in the prophet Zechariah, they shall look upon me. Listen to this, chapter 12 and verse 10. We read, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one that mourneth for his only son, and be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. What a wonderful day when Israel will come to acknowledge the Messiah who was pierced and who died for their sin and ultimately restoration. And for all of us, beloved brothers and sisters, now notice we read in the next verses, notice that now that the answer came to the first question in Daniel chapter 12, verses 5 and 7, how long will it be? Well, 3.5 years of the second half of the tribulation, that how long it will be. And if you will read in other passages, this expression, a time, time, then half a time, it is mentioned also in Daniel 7:25, and also in Book of Revelation, chapter 12 and verse 14. These 3.5 years are mentioned also in a different way. 42 months in Revelation 11:2 and Revelation 13:5. And it's also mentioned 1,260 days in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 6. 1,260 days of 30-day months. The Hebrew calendar, it makes it exactly 3.5 years when God will bring to an end Daniel's people's persecution, and ultimately he will restore them to himself. And now, beloved brothers and sisters, in conclusion, in these final verses 8 to 13, there is a question that is asked actually by Daniel himself for additional explanation, because even though he heard all this, he still couldn't quite fathom. He heard it, but he didn't quite understand. So, in verse 8, Daniel 12, 8, and I heard, Daniel said, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Daniel asking, what will bring all this to an end? What will bring this to a conclusion? What it will bring to Israel's final restoration? Well, really, beloved brothers and sisters, the answer for that he has already received earlier in Daniel 2 and in Daniel 7. The answer will be the coming of the Messiah. To remind you that in Daniel chapter 2, when Nebuchadnezzar saw that dream and Daniel, by the help of the Spirit of God, gave him an information about his dream, you remember what Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar? And really, this is the answer. Everything will come to an end when Yeshua is going to come at his second coming, where the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua, will come. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 44, in the last days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which, notice that, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Daniel is now continuing verse 45, and he says, because he received revelation from the Lord, for as much as thou, this is Nebuchadnezzar, sawest that a stone
is the Messiah, Ha'evin, Evan Ha'pinah, the cornerstone, the stone which was cut out of the mountain without hand, and that it break in pieces the iron and the brass and the clay and the silver and the gold. The great God has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof is sure. Here Daniel doesn't get the answer, but he knew that, or he received that earlier when he received the ability to interpret Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Also, beloved brothers and sisters, in chapter 7, when Daniel saw the vision, in verse 13 of Daniel chapter 7, Daniel saw, verse 13, in a night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man cometh with the clouds of heaven. This is the second coming of the Mashiach Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus, who would come at his second coming. In other words, everything will end at the second coming of the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus himself. In Revelation, John sees Revelation 1 as he is there by the island of Patmos. In Revelation 1 and verse 7, John, we read of him, he says, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierce him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him, even so, amen. Amen. This is the coming of the Messiah, the second coming of the Messiah, beloved brothers and sisters. So Daniel is asking this question in verse 8. But then notice the angel give no answer to Daniel. And notice what he tells him in verse 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel. In other words, I'm not going to give you any additional information now. For the words are closed up and sealed, notice, till the time of the end. Daniel, you go your way, you return to what you were doing. Until, notice that, the words are now shut, sealed, closed. You're not going to receive more information. In other words, in reality, the additional information will be given later on during Israel's history and ultimate at the first coming of the Messiah when he will come and die and be buried and rise again. These information will be given through the book of the revelation of Jesus the Messiah. And so Daniel, the book was sealed until the times of the end. In other words, the people that will benefit from the writings of Daniel, including the book of Revelation, will be the Jewish people specifically. Those who will believe in God. Remember, the church will be taken to heaven before the tribulation will begin. The false church will remain here on earth. And then God will begin to work in the hearts of the people of Israel. Restore them back to the land. Establish. Ultimately, Israel will be returning back to the land, and many of the Jewish people will begin to ask questions. There will be actually believers in Yeshua the Messiah during the tribulation. They are the saints of whom we already read earlier in other passages, in the book of Daniel, and in the book of Revelation, and in the elect one of Matthew chapter 24, when the Lord says, for the elect's sake. And so for them, they will benefit from the sealed book that will not be any longer sealed for them during the tribulation period. And so now notice that. In verse 10, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. In other words, the wise of Israel, they will understand. They will read the prophecy of Daniel in the tribulation day, specifically during the middle of the tribulation. They will be purified. They will be made white. They will be tried and tested. They are the wise one. The wicked, they will continue to do wickedly. The wise shall understand. Again, we are going back to the word of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah in Matthew chapter 24, where he said to them very clearly, beloved brothers and sisters, clearly he said, Matthew chapter 24 and verse 15, when you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whosoever read the book of Daniel, let him understand. The wise will understand of the Jewish people, the people of Israel during the tribulation period, the godly, the one that will understand. And then we read, but the wicked will continue to do wickedly. We continue here, beloved brothers and sisters, in these final verses of Daniel. In verse 11 and 12, we hear something that is kind of a little bit unusual, and we need the Lord to help us to understand it. Daniel hears from that angel who said to him in verse 11, and from the time that the daily sacrifice be taken away. In other words, from the middle of the tribulation, let me just read to you Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. We read that about the Antichrist, the counterfeit Messiah, and he shall confirm and actually impose the covenant with the many for 1 week. That 1 week in the book of Daniel is a week of years, for 7 years. He will confirm a covenant with the many in Israel for 7 years, when he will build for Israel, for the Jewish people who want to have the temple. The Antichrist will assist Israel in building a temple for offer sacrifices. This is called the tribulation temple. And he will make an agreement with them for 7 years. But notice, in the midst of the week, in the middle of the 7 years, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, until the end, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. In other words, the Antichrist will make an agreement with Israel for 7 years, but in the middle of the 7 years, he will break that covenant. And what will he do? He will cause that which is called here in Daniel 9:27, the abomination of desolation. And what is the abomination of desolation? The Lord Jesus, the Messiah, mentioned that in Matthew 24, verses 15 and 16. The abomination which will bring about a desolation. To have this abomination is where this is the counterfeit Messiah, will claim to be God, and he will sit in the temple of God claiming that he is divine. He will seek to take the place of our Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, who's supposed to receive the worship of man. But the Antichrist, the counterfeit Messiah, he will want to take his place, the Messiah's place. This is exactly what Shaul Paul said to the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 2. He said that he be not shaken in mind and be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. This has to do with the day of the Messiah. This has to do with the tribulation period. Let no man deceive you by any means, that for that day shall not come, except there shall come a falling away first. There will be apostasy, and a man of sin. This is the same Antichrist. This is the willful king of Daniel 11. So that man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition, verse 3 ends. And then verse 4 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Beloved brothers and sisters, this is exactly what will happen in the tribulation period. In Revelation chapter 13, we also read of it, beloved brothers and sisters, of this terrible time in which the Antichrist will sit in that tribulation temple. We read in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 11, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and he exercises all the powers of the first beast before him, and he causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast." Notice, the first beast take the place of the Messiah, and the second beast forcing people during the tribulation to worship the first beast. And then we read in verse 12, "whose deadly wounds were healed, and he does great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wounded by the sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed." And so initially, the Antichrist, the first beast of Revelation chapter 13, he will sit in the temple claiming to be God. The second stage is that the second beast, the false prophet, will make an image like the beast, situated in the temple and seeking others to worship that image of the first beast. That is the abomination of desolation. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, listen to this, and I'm going just about to close here. In these verses we read, specifically verse 11 and 12, we read in verse 11, "And from the time of the daily sacrifice should be taken away," this is in the middle of the tribulation, after the first 3.5 years, "and the abomination that maketh desolate is set up," that means that the image, that the Antichrist, and then later on his image, in these two stages, will be set up in the temple in Jerusalem, in the tribulation temple. He said there shall be a 1,290 days will pass by. Now, it is a bit interesting because we learned already earlier the first half of the tribulation will be 1,260 days, according to Revelation chapter 11, verse 3. We also learn that the second half of the tribulation, according to Revelation chapter 12 and verse 6, will be the same length of time, 1,260 days. So why does he tell us here that there will be 1,290 days from the middle of the tribulation? That tells us that the image will continue to be there in the temple in Jerusalem, the tribulation temple, 30 days beyond the end of the tribulation period. Now, we don't know why does it give us these numbers, but what we do learn, that the second coming will be at the end of the 7 years, but still there will be these 30 days beyond the end of the tribulation. Before the kingdom will come, there will be these 30 days that will be there. Now, why we have this additional 30 days, we don't know, but it may be to be used by judgment of the Lord against this world and whatever is needed to be done in order to judge this world during those days. We read scripture that the Lord will come and judge this world, but we see in these numbers that something will occur during the additional 30 days after the second coming of the Messiah. But then even more interesting, we read in verse 12, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. Now we have an additional, beloved brothers and sisters, an additional 45 days beyond the 1,290 days. That means that there is 75 additional days that we have mentioned here in Daniel chapter 12, verse 11 and 12, which means that we'll go beyond the 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years of the second half of the tribulation. Now, why these 75 days of interval? Why these 75 days of interval could be for many, many, many reasons. Restoration of the whole land, cleansing of the land, building of the city of Jerusalem. But one thing for sure, these days will be given in order to have the judgment of the Gentiles, nation, that will occur in that final judgment here on earth that we find in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to the end. This is the judgment of the Gentile nations. I want to read just a few verses. In Matthew chapter 25, we read in verse 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all his holy angels with him, notice that he will come, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. There will be a throne set here, and he will sit upon the throne, and before him shall be gathered all nations. Verse 32 tells us, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right side. These are the believers that will survive the tribulation period. He will set them on the right side. He calls them sheep. But he will be those unbelievers who will survive the tribulation, but the goats on the left. In other words, there will be sheep and goats, believers and unbelievers, of the whole nations of the world that will survive the tribulation. Not everyone will die. Some of them will survive, but will survive to enter into this judgment of the nations. Then shall the king say unto them on his right, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And we can see in the next verses how these sheep, they will enter in because they believed in the God of Israel, but also they have treated and protected and watched over the Jewish people during the tribulation. But then, the next verses, we read about the second group that are really the one on the left, which are the goats, the unbelievers. Then he shall also, verse 41, say unto them on the left, and depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Now remember, these are living people of the nations of the world that will survive the tribulation period, remain alive, but they will ultimately be cast into this everlasting fire because they did not believe on him. We read at the end of these verses in verse 46 of Matthew 25, these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. In other words, these 75 days of interval will be in order to also to bring the judgment of the nations where the King Messiah Yeshua will judge the nations. The one of the right, the sheep, will enter into the Messianic kingdom, and the one of the left, the goats, will be unbelievers who will not make it because of their disobedience and the rejection of Jesus the Messiah. And so we read in verse 12, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. In other words, the blessed one are the nations that will survive the tribulation and did believe in the God of Israel and did treat the Jewish people who called the brethren in Matthew 25, the Lord's brethren, they treated them right and they will enter into the Messianic kingdom, but the remaining will be cast into the judgment, into the everlasting fire. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, in conclusion, verse 13, the angel saying to Daniel, but go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest, you will die, Daniel, and then you will stand in thy lot at the end of the days. In other words, Daniel will rise, just like David will rise, just like Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov will rise, just like Moshe will rise, just like the apostle will rise. And they will be the one that will enter into the Messianic kingdom, and everyone will receive his lot that was promised by God in the book of Numbers, chapter 26, to every tribe and every family of the nation of Israel. They will receive the whole land of the Messianic kingdom. Go thy way till the end, for thou shalt rest, and then you will stand in thy lot. The Hebrew word is goral, in chelkecha, in your portion, at the end of the day. So Daniel in the future day will also rise and stand with his people Israel, whom he was so concerned about. And he will enjoy the blessing of the Messianic kingdom with the rest of the nation of Israel, but also with the rest of the world population who will live here on earth during the 1,000 years of the Messianic kingdom. Well, beloved brothers and sisters, God bless you. What a wonderful prophetic word we have in the book of Daniel. May the Lord help us to understand it. May the Lord bless his word. May the Lord lead you and everyone to himself. And may the Lord come soon and establish the promises that he promised to Israel and to the rest of the world. Well, until the next time, God bless you, my dear friend. We say to you, Shalom, Shalom.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m., at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.